Blog Talk Radio.
From the world we see to the unseen world we sometimes see that makes us stand in awe of God's universe, this is Tuning In with Betsy. From Cape Washington in the south to Nunavut and the Northern Lights up in the Arctic Circle, from the White House gates to Lion's Gate, from Casablanca to everyone listening around God's globe, hi Gigi. This is Tuning In with Betsy from marvelous Manhattan, terrific Toronto, and tantalizing Tampa, Florida. Today, my very special guest is Portia, who was born at 7:11 a.m. And if any of our listeners are into numerology, you know how spiritual the numbers 7 and 11 are. She became interested in medicine and surgery at an early age. As a child, Portia informed her parents of a past lifetime. At age 21, she began having angelic experiences. In 1998, Portia became a Reiki healer. She has had training in the medical field all of her adult life, having worked in surgery, pharmaceuticals, and she took classes in science, psychology, criminal profiling, anatomy, and internal medicine. Portia brings her vast knowledge and experience in medicine, plus her intuitive abilities to you when she works with you during your healing sessions. If you would like to learn more about Portia, her website is www.psychicsurgeons, and that's plural, psychicsurgeons with an S at the end, .com. And Portia, thank you so very much for taking time from your busy schedule to join me today on Tuning In with Betsy.
Thank you. Thank you, Betsy. Thank you for the warm welcome.
Well, it is a warm welcome from freezing Toronto down to beautiful Tampa. So I'm going to jump right in here. Portia, can you tell our listeners, what is your role as a psychic surgeon?
Well, anybody else in normal conversation, and it's really hard for me to tell people, oh, yeah, I'm a psychic surgeon, without them gasping or dropping their drink or spitting it out at me or something like that. And so I've come to realize kind of through that experience that I really am a modern-day guru. And the reason that I say that is because when I'm with my clients, I'm really getting to the heart of the matter, which means that I'm bringing up who they are as a being, who they truly are, and what their relationship to the universe is, and the state of our planet as it is today, and many, many deep things going on like that. And so that is why I say I'm a modern-day guru, and I am, because I'm really kind of a down-to-earth guru.
Well, that's nice, because I think a lot of people think that people such as ourselves, we're unapproachable, but nothing could be further from the truth.
And I think that teachers today, maybe in comparison to the old school gurus or the old school teachers, I believe that they, in my opinion, they kind of kept themselves above the people, or where they helped, they assisted to connote that idea that, I am above you, I have more information than you. But I think what the modern-day gurus are supposed to be doing is to help people realize that they are just as powerful, just as spiritual. They are deities within themselves. And I feel that that's what modern-day teachers are actually doing now, to help people along in their progress. Spiritually speaking.
Well, can you explain how people heal through your work, or what the healing process is like? Or I'll say, if people, because I think I've met people that think that if you have one session, boom, I'm cured. And when they're not, oh my gosh, do they get upset? Not at me, but at other healers that I know.
Absolutely, absolutely. And this is something that I pretty much go over anytime anybody comes to me as a client, because I remind people that you really have to just be practical about this and remember that if you think about any of your relatives, any of your friends who have gone into the hospital, yourself included, anybody that's had a physical procedure, every single person heals at a different rate. Everybody does. Some people, they bounce back from procedures very quickly. Their bodies are able to recover very quickly. And then there's a lot of other people where maybe they don't heal as quickly. And it's the same thing if you're going to get energy work, healing work done. Everybody sort of heals at a different rate, and people have to give themselves that allowance because not everybody heals overnight, although it's possible, and some people can, but every case is really dependent, depending on the person, depending on what they have going on, how quickly they're going to heal.
So can you touch on the role of disease or medical conditions that show up in our lives?
Yes, I find disease fascinating because, not because I think I enjoy people's illness or that they don't feel well, but I think disease is fascinating because what disease is doing for us is pointing something else out in our lives that needs healing as well. So disease to me is not about the illness itself, just the illness. That I believe is a physical manifestation of something else that's going on within the person.
And at what time in your life were you aware of this gift of healing that you have?
I feel that I always had a knowing of it. As you mentioned in introducing me, I was born at 7:11 in the morning, and that is a master number, and as far back as I can remember, I remember now looking back as an adult that I sort of did things or thought things ordinary. I do remember when I was very little, I was probably still in diapers, that I was sitting on the floor and I was reaching for these science books that happened to be at my level. I don't think they were put there for me. And one was an encyclopedia that from Lifetime that had this beautiful picture on the cover, and that had there were photographs of the fetus in the womb, and I was just drawn to these photographs. And another book that I would pull out with it was an anatomy book that had plastic overlay plates in it, and I would play with those overlay plates, and I don't know if I understood, if I had the words at the time for what I was looking at, but I loved the vascular system, and I loved the nervous system, and I would overlay them time and time again. And I also remember when I was of that age as well, that I really feel, looking back now from some of my experiences, that I was very much in touch with angelic beings that were around me, that were helping me. I did have this awareness of a particular past life. It was so present for me as if it was happening to me at the time that I was in that past life.
Can you tell us who you were or what you were doing back then?
Well, yeah, I mean, it was kind of an exciting lifetime for me, and that is where the name Portia came from. I'm so in touch. For people who understand past lives, this won't sound strange, but I'm so in touch with this past life. And that is in which I was Portia, and I lived in France. In fact, for people who know me well, I often tell them that I'm a French soul inside of this body, that I don't have a French heritage. My parents are not French, but I just there's so much about me that has to do with France. And as people who research past lives know, that's one of the things that you can kind of track and figure out, okay, where did somebody really originate from? So for me, that lifetime was really special. There was a lot in that lifetime. It was in the 1700s, and there was a lot in that lifetime that I still kind of relate to today.
And, excuse me, what can you tell us, or besides the conditions we were talking about, what are some other things that you offer people that has created great transformation for them. Because I think once people get in touch with energy, and I always say energy surrounds us, it does change them and transform them.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, yes. I've been doing this. I've been involved in energy work since 1998. So I've been involved in it for a long time, and I can't live without it, so to speak. So I think energy work is just amazing. Now, I do have these two releases that I offer to people because they have such a powerful impact. They've really helped a lot of people transform their lives. And especially if I get the feeling when I'm with somebody that they could use this, or they bring up certain details of what's going on with them, and then I know, oh, yes, they could use this. I really bring this up and encourage people to do them. There are two releases. One is called the Heart Space Release, and the other is, a clear-up of the ancestral karma gathered in one package called the Great Shift Package. And with the Heart Space Release, that is going to allow people to receive into their lives, because one of the blockages that everybody has this heart space blockage. And one of the things that does is stop us from the receiving. And so that's one of the lesser known things that you can help people with, but it's so profound, because if one cannot receive, then all these things that they desire to have in their life, they may not be able to pull that in because the blockage is present. And so that goes hand in hand with the ancestral karma clearing that I have, because every single person that is born comes in with basically carrying the burden of the ancestors and all the energetic patterning that went on before them. And so when I clear this, I'm basically leaving the person as being that they are, and they no longer have to carry the burden around of everybody else's energy. And so when they're free from that, I've used these, and other people I've witnessed where they really can just sort of move on with their life. And the number one thing that I hear back from people that they report to me is usually the following day when they wake up after the releases have been done, and they say, I feel like a new person. I feel like a completely different person. And they also say that they feel this tremendous lightness from inside. And I'm always amazed. It's always the same reaction. But I love to see results like this, and that's why I love these two releases.
Well, and I agree with you. It's always amazing to hear back positive results from your clients. It is amazing. Not that you need the convincing or the affirming of it, but it really does, you know, you and I don't need convincing, but mm-hmm. It's just where spirit would say, you're absolutely right, you're on the right track. And can you share with us one or more of your most memorable clients that you've helped? Anybody special that you remember?
There's so many. And so it's hard to kind of come up with one story. And for others who are interested, I do have several stories on my website that are listed. But the one that's really kind of special is that there was a little boy. He was less than 5 years old, and I spoke with his mother. His mother told me all about him, and he was having issues digesting food because there was a fold in the back of his throat that didn't form properly because he was born prematurely. And for people who are familiar with premature babies, they can be born with a lot of challenges. And so he had multiple challenges besides this, but by not being able to digest his food properly, he really wasn't growing as much as he needed to be growing. He wasn't developing, his body wasn't growing, and he wasn't gaining weight the way he really had to be at that time. So after a session, I didn't hear from his mother for a little bit, and then all of a sudden, out of the blue, she called me back, and she said that he's starting to gain weight, growing. She takes him to the doctor quite regularly for the number of things that are going on with him, and the doctors were so happy because he was actually going to face another challenging surgery in the hospital if he didn't start to grow, if he didn't start to put on weight. And so through this session, there was so much excitement between us, from the doctor, from the mother, for the little boy, and from myself. It was a really exciting and memorable case.
Well, that's the best news I've heard all day. And to me, I do believe in alternative healing and psychic surgery, or especially energy healing, Reiki. And sometimes I get frustrated trying to tell my friends, I'm trying to convince them. Like I said, you and I don't need convincing. But it's when you hear stories like this that if they had experienced it themselves, then I guess they would, or they'll say, I'll believe that when I see that. But you may see it once you actually believe it. And what do you recommend, yeah, Portia, to anyone who wants to quit their day job and become a healer? Do you think it's a good career move?
Well, I get that one a lot. So I do have expertise in that area in terms of hearing about that quite often. And my number one response, said tongue-in-cheek, is, go bake a cake. What I mean by that is I explain to them the old Aesop's quote of, no act of kindness, no matter how small, is ever wasted. And I sort of I fill them in and I remind them that when we leave our body and when we go to the other side, we get to review our life. And when we do that, you don't get extra brownie points basically for being a healer or for how many Reiki classes you took or if you're a Reiki master, level 4, or it also doesn't matter where you did your banking, how many credit cards you had or how big your house was or how many vacations you took. What they look at the small things, like these small random things that we all have the opportunities to do on any given day. If we see that somebody needs help, that they need assistance for example, crossing the street, it might be like we are now in the middle of the winter, it might be an icy street, somebody might be elderly. Obviously, if they're having a hard time crossing the street, and even though you're in a hurry, stop. Help them cross the street. Help them get to the other side. These kinds of things are what counts. They're sort of weighted acts of kindness. And so when I say bake a cake, I remind people, I'm a great cook myself, and so I remind people how I've watched that if I do bake somebody a cake, if I make them cookies, if somebody else is doing this, if somebody else is helping their child, say, learn how to ride a bike, the joy that's present in the receiver of these gifts, that's what counts. That's what truly counts. And so including when people do their own jobs, when they're doing a job, it could be accounting, it could be anything. It could be a fireman, it could be forest ranger. But in the small acts that bring joy to others or that bring help to others here on the planet, that's what truly matters when you get to the other side. So for people who feel a calling that they truly want to take Reiki classes or they really desire to be a Reiki master, I think that that's beautiful too, because Reiki is an act of kindness. Providing Reiki for somebody is an act of kindness, and it's an act of loving somebody else or bringing love to that person from the universe. So I'm in no way against Reiki, but I think a really good analogy here is that some people feel that the loftiest or the most enlightened individuals on the planet are those that have spent 6 months in a cave in Nepal with their guru, that, oh, they have attained the knowledge of the universe because they did this. But I really try, this is again about being a modern day guru, I try very hard to remind people that no matter what they do, whether it's in their job or outside of their job, that that's what really matters. That you can be like the guru in Nepal on the mountainside in your everyday life. You don't have to do healing work in order to attain that. That is through the small acts of kindness.
Oh, we have an email here. It says, hi, Betsy. Hi, Portia. Can you please ask Portia, I'd like to hear more about how her angels help in her healing sessions. Thank you. Sheila from New Jersey.
Okay. Angels are so amazing to me. I feel like a very angelic person. I'm very attracted to angels. And whenever
like
something...
Like in the universe.
Right.
You are angelic. That's why they come to you. Yes. Oh, keep going. I interrupted. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, you're right. You're right. And so when I do psychic surgery sessions and also when I do my readings for people, I call in archangels. I'm very, very biased. I'm so fond of a couple archangels in particular. And so during every session, I call them in. I call them in for their energy, for whatever they can contribute to the person's absolute and complete healing. I call them in for that. So in every session that somebody receives, they not only have the surgeons working with them and on them, but they also are surrounded by archangels during the whole session. And that's true for my readings as well. I call upon the archangels, which everybody can do actually in everyday life. You can call upon any of them yourself, but I specifically do that in the healings that I do.
And I read on your website that there are 4 spirit surgeons who work with you. Would you like to tell us a little bit about your psychic surgeons from the other side?
Yes. Yeah, they are amazing too, and they shouldn't be left out of the interview. it's going to sound kind of complicated, but it's not really. They are basically spirit surgeons.
Mm-hmm.
And I have everything to do with them. That's what's really about this whole thing and how it unfolded for me. This is one of the most miraculous things of all, is that I know them, meaning that from the knowledge that I have and the insight that I have actually worked with these individuals back when they were incarnated. So we've already been a team on this planet, and I do believe in past lives, so in our past lives, we have already been together. So what I understand from this is that I stayed here so that we're still a team, but we're assisting each other to reach as many people as we can that need their help. And the last, just out of interest, and I do have this on my website, because people do ask me about this a lot. The interesting thing is that, as I mentioned before, I feel like a French soul. These surgeons incarnated previously with me in France, and we worked together in France. And this was a while ago, but this is the last that I have an awareness of them, meaning when they were incarnated. And what's so fascinating about them is that, And for other psychic surgeons who also work with spiritual surgeons, is that they are able to bring forth a level of medicine that is beyond the scope of our advanced medicine that we have on the planet. It's so advanced that I don't even fully understand it. I kind of get glimpses of it while I'm working with somebody, but they are the ones that are providing the healing for the people who come. Level of medicine, what more could you ask for, basically? I love being able to be the one who's here on the planet and be able to transmit this to people who come.
Well, before we go, we have about 5 more minutes. I know you're going to be in the Niagara Falls area this coming May, this May of 2015. And I know we're just in the tentative stages, But for everybody listening, you may get a chance to meet Portia in person later this spring. So would you like to talk a little bit about that? And I hope that you would do a workshop. If I can pull it together, we can organize it and get it rocking and rolling. And anybody who wants to attend, you can email me at BetsyBelega@yahoo.com. So please no spam. You can put in the headline, "I want to meet Portia," and her name is spelled P-O-R-S-H-A. Put "I want to meet Portia," and we'll keep you in the loop, and you'll get to meet her hopefully in May down either in Niagara or up here in Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll let you take it away and speak.
Yeah, we've been actually trying to coordinate our dates, and due to a number of holidays in May, both in Canada and here in the States, the best weekend so far is coming up as the 30th and 31st of May, when I'm going to then brave the northern weather.
Yeah, well, it's not going to be that bad. I guarantee it won't be 40 below zero like it was last
week.
Okay. I promise. Spirit better help us with the weather. I better look for some weathermen in spirit or weather women in spirit to come back and work with me with the weather. You can do the healing, and I'll do the clouds.
Okay,
I don't mean the clouds on the computer. I mean the clouds up in the sky.
That's a good deal. Yeah, that's a good deal. No, I look forward to coming north because I am from the Northeast, and believe it or not, I haven't been to Niagara Falls before. So I'm actually looking forward to the trip, and I am looking forward to meeting a lot of different people.
Well, what I like, I watched about 3 weeks ago, maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago, I watched a show, a documentary, maybe it was on the Discovery Channel, and it was about the vortexes around the world, and I don't know if they said there's something like 12 of them. I'm sure Niagara Falls is one of them. I would say Mount Shasta is another one. Different places around the – in Nepal, like you were saying about, you don't have to go to Nepal and live in a cave for 6 months, but there's different energy centers and vortexes. So, yeah, maybe we can get something going in Niagara Falls. If we can't, we'll do it here in Toronto.
I think that's an amazing idea. I really do, and I would love to take part in that. I have great experience with water myself.
Betsy cannot swim a stroke, but I love to be near the water. But
absolutely. I love to work with the energies of the water.
Oh, yes, energy. And when I first came here to Toronto, a medium who's now in spirit told me water has, if you ever have a problem, we don't want to have a problem, but if you need to connect with spirit, she told me go sit by water because it has 3 times the energy of land or air. And I never forgot that.
Absolutely.
I used to go down and sit by Lake Ontario, but right now it's so cold. Bets is staying indoors. But I guarantee you that by the time you come up here, Niagara Falls will flow again because at the moment it's almost frozen over.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Yeah.
No, I now that we're talking about that specifically, oh my gosh, yeah, I'm really, really looking forward to tapping into that energy and helping other people do that as well.
It's a great location. I maybe I had a past life in Niagara, or I'm sure I lived here in Canada or France or Quebec or whatever, but you meet everybody, and I don't believe that there's any coincidence in the universe. You meet everybody for a reason, and you meet the specific people, because I've never asked anybody to come to Toronto and do an event, but that's how much I get the positive energy from you. And I do trust spirit, and I don't even remember how I found you, but I'm glad I Googled something and your site came up. So,
I'm so glad too. I really am. I truly am. And a lot of people have found me on the website describing their journey to get to me. And it's spellbinding. It's so amazing.
Oh,
so,
I know how I found you. I was looking for guests for the show, and I thought it would be very interesting to have a psychic surgeon on. And when I Googled it, when I put that in the little search box, you came up. And I said, I can't believe it. And then when I saw you were in Tampa, I couldn't believe it because I thought maybe you would be in either Hawaii or Europe or so. And I've met a lot of healers are emailing me from Sweden. I don't know why. I don't think I had a past life in Sweden. It's cold enough in Canada. But our half an hour is up already, Portia. I can't believe it. But I want to thank you so very much. And I will be in touch. And I'll keep you in the loop for the special event. And again, if anybody wants to meet Portia in person in Niagara Falls this May 31st, 30th, 31st of 2015, just email BetsyBelega@yahoo.com. Put in the subject line, I want to meet Portia. So thank you so very much, and thank you to everyone for listening to Tuning In with Betsy.
Thank you. Hope to see you soon.
You will. Okay. Thank you so for listening. And that's my special guest, Portia. And thank you, everyone, for listening to Tuning In with Betsy. Have a wonderful day. Don't forget to talk to your angels. They're waiting to hear from you.